The painter also enriched his working space with paintings from his personal life. Vidović himself, his partner in life Amalia, born Bafo, from Choga, their many children and grandchildren look at us from the walls. We also see photographs damaged by time of his old friends. The peristyle with his favourite cafe and sphinx. The ports of Split and Trogir, as well as their cathedrals and bell towers. On these photographs, the bell tower of Split is under scaffolding, exactly as he painted it as early as 1953, when the real bell tower showed no trace of scaffolding. Vidović also kept numerous photographs of acquaintances and friends, which can be used to make a small reconstruction of the cultural life in Split at the beginning of the 20th century, thus helping us imagine the joyful company of young artists which amazed the great supporter of European modern art, Hermann Bahr, as he strolled along the streets of Split in 1912. The photographs testify that Vidović socialised with many Croatian intellectuals, among whom were the following men of letters: Božo Lovrić, Milan Begović, Dinko Šimunović, Ivo Vojnović, Josip Kosor, Vladimir Nazor, the composers Josip Hatzer, the politician Anto Trumbic, the artists Ivan Rendić, Ivan Meštrović, Mirko Rački, Anto Katunaric, Virgil Menegel Dinčić. The atelier and many of the objects that belong to him provide significant information about the painter's life and his cultural circle, and as motifs for his pictures, they provide the opportunity to compare the real object with its transposition on the two-dimensional surface of the painting. The simulation or reproduction of the atelier can confirm that the painter doesn't use the topic only in order to express his personal view on it, but also approaches it as a medium for the exploration and expression of his own creative process. What's most important is the way in which Vidović's atelier gives the visitor the opportunity to feel that invisible dimension which he always managed to convey onto his canvas.